This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, it's time for Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you through the world of really, it's not mainstream, but yet it is. Our program and the podcast focus on discovering the metaphysical items that are around us all the time, the things that we don't seem to have an easy explanation for, but yet they're there, and you know there's something to it. So we're going to meet a lady named Amy Falchuk in just a few minutes. She's a therapist and a writer and a teacher. She's a clinician. She's got a great story to tell, founder of a group, a writer for Goop. She lectures she's a mental health specialist, but I want to tell you how this works in a moment. Later on, we have Eric Geller with us, joining us to have another discussion about things that are going on in his almost supernatural life. Mary O'Malley, who's our resident psychic, thepsychicscout.com, and Maria Francesca Trilogy continues her focus with us as we take apart all of the pieces astrologically. And this is important because I think that there are lots of ways of taking our lives apart and of us becoming or thinking about our own relativity. We have a series going, The Planet and Their Influence on Us, so that's coming up later on. Right now, the focus is on Amy, who has a Master in Public Health, Master of Education. She worked on mental health and both private and public sector. So tell us about the Falchuk group that you've put together, Amy.
Well, it's good to be here. The Falchuk group is a personal and corporate consulting platform that I created to bring, I would say, sort of the spiritual and the personal into the corporate environment and into personal growth. I work a lot around, I would say, the topic of personal responsibility as a key component to transformation. And so a lot of the work comes in about people wanting to get people to own their own stuff. And so the Falchuk group creates different programming that we bring to corporations and individuals to sort of try to get to the bottom of what's going on for people, less sort of blaming other and more to kind of taking on for themselves what's going on for them and how that's manifesting outside of them in their work environment or in their personal life.
So how does this come to be? What happened with you? Why you?
That's a great question. I'm trying to figure that out for myself. I think I grew up in a way where I saw a lot of things that felt unnamed and unspoken of. And so I think from early on I was very much seeking truth and wanting to speak the truth and wanting others to speak the truth. So I, as a kid, I always wanted to be a detective, and I think there was just something in that about uncovering truth, capital T, subjective truth, whatever we define that as. So I found my way to this work that I do, and it's really about uncovering, awakening sort of our consciousness in search of again, truth, which I define as personal integrity, you know, being in alignment with who we are.
Give us an example of how this works, the practical work environment, maybe a company that goes nameless, a circumstance where you were brought in, or is it more you're a consultant and you come in to bring various general items, working, here's a problem, here's how you confront it spiritually. So maybe if you give us an example, it sort of will root with us.
Yeah, so, you know, in a work environment, you know, you might be impacted by things like competition amongst colleagues and or sort of difficulty in working with authority. And those have a history, right? So competition generally is about, in some ways, is about scarcity, right? So I got to beat the other guy because there's not enough to go around. Now, oftentimes we don't think about that in terms of competition. We think of competition as sort of pretty exciting and sort of a positive, which it can be. But when it's grounded in some idea that I got to beat the other because that's the only way I can survive, there's a historical component to that. And so we might, as a group, explore competition from the perspective of scarcity. How does that sort of live in your life? Like, what is your perception of other, of beating the other, right, of power over other, of feeling one's goodness only when they're sort of in competition with another? So we bring different creative tools in to explore very sort of common day-to-day things that happen in a work environment and try to go a little bit deeper to understand sort of what's driving that, to move it towards, you know, healthy competition rather than competition to play out an old story.
There's a lot of information in the world. A lot of people are being confronted with, overwhelmed, if you will, with information, with all the tools that we have, iPads, iPhones, all of that stuff. And there's not a lot of people paying attention. I think a lot of times people get lost in all of this and they don't get their jobs done. They may show promise, be a good employee, but they get stuff brings their attention, like the shiny penny on the street. You know, what's okay, that's the latest thing. And I would think that that could be helped by having a spiritual focus.
Absolutely.
I have gone that way. Why don't you explain a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're naming is that we're not particularly present and we're not particularly grounded, or sort of, as you said, we're sort of looking for that next shiny thing pulls us away. And when you're not present and you're not grounded, then you're sort of not in reality in that moment. And so we miss a lot. Right, we miss sort of real connection. We miss sort of real intimacy in that. In some ways, it's connected us more, but in other ways, it's sort of created barriers to being really present. And I think you can't be in relationship with yourself or other unless you're present. I would absolutely agree with that statement.
I mean, you want to take it away from the business world and put it into the family structure, and use an example like Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
For me, Santa Claus is a very spiritual, metaphysical being that in reality teaches us with his presence a lot about giving, a lot about receiving, and although it's sort of, it seems childish, maybe there's a root to it that we don't see and or hear or think about, because that whole business about giving and receiving is something that we don't do a good job. Children want. And we don't always express our appreciation when we get.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, a character like Santa Claus, is there, am I being silly, or is there a spiritual side to that? Imagination. I'm thinking about using one's imagination, which we don't lose. That's how you create, actually, and how you solve problems and design a better future. The young people, my grandson is 3 years old, he's got a fabulous imagination. We seem to beat it out of ourselves as we get older because we're not allowed to think in terms that you're back to you and what you're doing here with this group of people. That's not considered mainstream. It's considered an oddity. Why? It's a fabulous way to get your mind to working, to get you to go beyond the possibilities of what you're doing in this minute or today or whatever. I mean, possibilities are what it's all about. I know I go on a tangent sometimes on this, but I get frustrated because I think people don't use their imagination. We're so dependent on these damn devices, and everything is in front of us. We don't have to think, and that's where it gets lost.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're naming is sort of, I think when I think of Santa Claus, I think of sort of the ideal, right? There's something in sort of this character, this figure that represents, you know, sort of maybe good father, sort of good mm-hmm. grandfather, right? There's something we need that, and I think what we've done today is more sort of project that onto real life figures.
Yeah, a conversation about what goes on in the workplace, should it be separate from what goes on in the rest of your life? No, is the answer. Amy Falchuk is here with us on Your Hidden Power at 16 past the hour.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Many years ago, high school teachers across the United States discovered a fun new way to teach physics and biology. By using little round magnets, they could create 3D models that helped their students visualize what they were trying to teach. Then, a few years ago, a government agency banned the little magnets. It claimed that since children could swallow them if left unsupervised, no one in America should be able to use them, no matter what their age. The magnets were removed from schools, and the companies that made them went out of business. It was a clear case of government overreach, and a federal court eventually overturned the ban. Let's be fair, though. It's become common to hear about government agencies usurping the power of Congress. So, when the new acting director of a federal agency recently declared that his office will no longer go beyond the statutory mandate given to it by Congress, it was news. Learn more about Director Mick Mulvaney's groundbreaking decision at CenterForAmericaTV.org.
If you haven't heard much about the MIND diet, that's M-I-N-D, you will. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Alzheimer's and dementia develop years before it becomes evident, so early intervention is key. Antioxidants, coffee, cocoa, exercise, restful sleep. The list of potential preventive measures is long. Current wisdom suggests nutrition plays a major role in forestalling disease. So now comes along the MIND diet. According to a new study, this diet could slash risk by up to 50%, even when adhered to moderately. The diet highlights whole grains, vegetables, nuts, beans, poultry, and fish. It limits saturated fats and processed and fried foods. The MIND diet is actually a blending of other nutritional plans, including the better-known Mediterranean diet. More research is needed, but one thing is for certain. Your brain will love getting some peace of mind. The diet, that is.
Amy Falchuk is here with us. I'm Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power. Our focus is on having things that seem to not go with work. When you think spirituality, many of you think going to church on Sunday, maybe praying before you go to bed, that sort of thing. That's a type of spirituality, but that's not what we're talking about here. You wrote an article on Goop.com in which you talk about negativity and negative intentions. This caught my attention because I'm in the middle of a sort of Facebook war. I'm not responding to it, but there are people who don't want me to do what I'm doing to save my farm in Massachusetts, and so they've taken to denigrating me, saying some pretty despicable, untrue things about me and what goes on at the farm, and I look at these three people and I think, my God, what kind of a life must they be leading if they're this nasty and negative, and they just don't want me to do what I'm doing. And so they've decided that they're going to do as much as they can. And unless they're challenged, and I have no interest in engaging them at all, because I don't think it goes any place. But if we were able to get them to listen to this program, what would we have them think about themselves?
Well, I mean, I think the first question I might ask them is, like, how do you actually feel? You know, what is it that you're feeling that's sort of leading to your particular behavior against you, with you? I don't know the context of it, but
my answer to that would be jealousy, I think, in part.
Okay, so
resentment.
You know, if someone's feeling resentment or jealousy, like that's a really great opportunity to ask, okay, so if I'm looking at someone else and someone has something that I don't have, right, and it's something that I think I'm probably capable of having, how am I not taking perhaps responsibility to have that in my own self? Right. And I'm not saying, again, I don't know the context of this, but in general, sort of in terms of the spiritual teaching, envy and jealousy is we spot something, we most likely have that in ourselves, but there might be some unwillingness or some block in us to go and get it. And so we blame the other for having something that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that that person can have it in the way that you have it, in the form that you have it, but the essence of what that is available to all of us.
All right. So once we get there, then where do we go? If they don't want to change, they like this, they're negative, nasty people, they like being negative and nasty because it gives them power. You see, that's a different kind of hidden power.
Yeah, so it's a pseudo power, right? I mean, I write that in the article, sort of. There's something, you know, when you feel jealous, it feels like you're lacking. When you feel lacking, you feel powerless, and you want to feel powerful. So you do something that makes you feel powerful, even if that's pseudo power, right? Because to harm another, to come after another, is not real power. That's not real power, but it's a way to make up for that sense of powerlessness that can come from that place of envy.
Yeah, envy, avarice, greed, all of those wonderful things that are not, I put wonderful in quotation marks, not too cool at all. We'll continue our focus on how to be your best self. Your Hidden Power, 21 after the hour.
The Amp answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now, 23 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Your Hidden Power. You check it out online at yourhiddenpowershow.com. The most recent podcast features a conversation with Dr. Jennifer Fried, who offered practical ways we can all improve relationships with your partners through using your astrological chart. Dr. Fried is a psychologist who is recognized as someone who can help people in relationships, teenagers, bullying problems, that sort of thing, mother-daughter relationships, social and emotional learning, all those sorts of things are a part of how to bring your life around to some peaceful place. She has also authored a number of self-help books. Psychic Mary O'Malley, Mary O'Malley, explains how hypnosis and past life regression work for you on the current podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Learn about the Akashic Records and how they can be used to help your life. And Astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy, focusing on the Chinese Year of the Dog, how that will affect each of our astrological signs this year. So check that all out in the current Your Hidden Power Show podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com. Next week, the conversations that we're having this week on the air will show up in our podcast. We're talking to Amy Falchuk, runs the Falchuk Group. You can go to their website, Falchuk, F-A-L-C-H-U-K, falchukgroup.com, to see what it is, or experience, I guess, maybe more than anything else. She's written a book called The Root of Your Defense Mechanisms. And I think that we've talked about, so far, work environments, that sort of thing. But what about in politics and the social realities of politics? You've been in politics. You've worked in that arena. So you write a lot about how our current environment is sort of a macrocosm of a reflection, if you will, of all of us and our struggles. And it seems to be, it isn't just with this president, last president, or maybe it isn't just presidents. But what do you learn about society by looking? What did you learn by being involved in politics, Amy?
Well, I think the first thing I learned most working in politics for about 15 years was sort of how much our little ego, our sort of willful ego, our pride exists in the political system, and how limited spirituality is. I think if you watch some of, you know, sort of reenactments or read about sort of the founding of our country, there is a deep spiritual question about independence, about self-governance. These really cool questions of one's personal responsibility for themselves and the collective. And I think we've lost that. I'm always looking for it in the debates, which there are very little of. And I think that's a reflection of what's happening to us individually. There's a certain, I don't want to call it a narcissism, but there's a certain sort of self-interest that's playing out, and sort of a protective self-interest, right? And so, and scarcity, right? There's all these negative, I would say, associations sort of within our societies that are getting then projected onto our systems. And all you have to do is look at education or healthcare or even the economy, and you can see where that's playing out. So I think there's a certain depletion of spiritual health in our political system, and I think there's a certain spiritual depletion in our own individual worlds, given sort of where we're moving.
But
and
don't
I'm not
you
cynical
think,
about it. I think it can change.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. There are a lot of people who are going down this road who are feeling that there is more need for this kind of spiritual life, guidance, whatever it is. And it's not about religion. It's not about going to church,
no,
although
right.
maybe you see it there. But having some kind of a value and teaching values, there's an adventure here to have. And unless we live our life to the fullest, at least I'm a believer in that, and that means expanding your mind to thinking about what you haven't thought, whether your parents said, don't think about that, or your minister says, no, that's not true. I get accused of being an occultist all the time because I have these conversations on the air. People who just don't want to hear it. If you don't want to hear it, turn the radio off. Don't listen to the podcast. But if you do, there is stimulation here. Amy, thank you for being here. Amy Falchuk. The website again is Falchuk Group, F-A-L-C-H-U-K, falchukgroup.com.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJ V Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. If you're not stretching after a workout, you're missing a key benefit of exercise.
You should include stretching to your normal exercise routine for three main reasons. The first is that it can increase your range of motion in your joints.
Dr. Glenn Schur says stretching can potentially improve athletic performance and dramatically reduce the risk of injury.
Post-workout stretches are very important because your muscles at that time are warm and they're very responsive to stretching.
Dr. Schur says you should hold stretches for around 30 seconds. Keep them gentle and slow and avoid bouncing. Stretches should create a sense of tension and stress across the muscle, but stop if there's pain.
When you're at a point where it's becoming painful, you can actually cause damage to the muscles as well as the ligaments.
When done right, stretching is fairly quick and very effective.
Improving your flexibility after the workout can take as little as 5 to 10 minutes. However, it will pay dividends down the road.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Now 34 after the hour, your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen now with Uri Geller. Uri is someone who has traveled the world, has amazing experiences in his life, shares his hidden powers. Well, they aren't so hidden, actually. Uri's pretty open about his power. For those of you who don't know or remember, his claim to fame, or at least his intro to fame, was bending spoons and bending knives and keys and all that sort of thing, getting clocks to work, getting washing machines to work. It's all about energy, and his life is so expanded, so people around the world, when energy, the word energy comes up, or when the focus is on energy, they go to Uri. His website, by the way, is URIGELLER, urigeller.com. So you're now working on is this a television program that you're working on, that you're going, or you're working with some comedian, or is this going to be a live stage show? I don't know if I've ever seen you do comedy per se.
Yeah, well, it's very, very good question. I've never done this in my life, but I've teamed up with a local comedian He's actually a conductor and a magnificent concert pianist. He's around my age, and we're doing a comedy show. And it's like Seinfeld and what is it called? Seinfeld and who? Doug?
Yeah, I don't know. Seinfeld is Seinfeld. He doesn't have anybody else with.
It's like it's like teaming up with Seinfeld and David Copperfield. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So that's the idea.
I get it. Okay.
And
Seinfeld, there's an interesting.
Basically, it's a parody about my powers. And so I do telepathy, and he makes fun of it. And I bend the spoon, and he makes fun of it. He's very funny. So we are actually doing a supernatural comedy, a telepathical comedy. And I find myself in a situation that I've never been before, because I can do my show on a stage. You've seen me in a few shows.
Yep.
But now here, I go learn, you know, lines and words, and it's timing with the music and with the videos. It's timing with the lighting. And I even sing a song in the show. Somebody from the audience telepathically transmits a song to the comedian. His name is Nancy Brandes. And he starts playing it. And it's a Frank Sinatra song. So I walk over to a microphone and I have to sing my way. So listen, it's not easy, okay? Let me put it that way. It's much more difficult than bending a spoon.
All right, so here's my concern as your friend, and I'm sure you've thought about this and so have others who are close to you. I think what you have is a serious gift, and it's something that you train people. You have it in huge quantities, but you also teach people how to tap into it. And so I would be concerned about having people poking fun at it. I don't know that I like that idea, because I'm protecting you, or I think I am, but you've thought it through. I mean, you're a very smart guy, so you must have thought through the ramifications of somebody trying to poke fun at that, because I don't think it's funny.
Yeah, well, listen, Doug, you're 100% point on. I was interviewed for Israeli news about this show, because it's very unique. There's nothing like it anywhere around the world.
Right.
And the first question the presenter asked me, whether I'm not concerned of making fun out of my powers or kind of doing tricks on the stage. And my answer to that, Doug, listen, I would be concerned if I would be 22, but I'm 72. So I've done everything. I've done it up and down, left and right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's about time that I also take myself not seriously. Come on, Doug. You can't stay serious all of your life. Like, that doesn't really diminish or tarnish anything from my powers. It basically makes people laugh, and they sort of say, well, he's really down to earth, this guy, because he's kind of diminishing himself, and I'm not concerned at all that if people will laugh, I'll be more than happy.
Well, self-deprecating is different. I've seen you in a self-deprecating way, not make fun of yourself, but make light of what you do, because I don't think it has to be that serious all the time. After all, it is entertaining to watch you do your thing, and that's certainly why you've been on all the television shows you've been on over the years, and in stage presence, why it is that people are coming to you, because they want to be entertained and enlightened. So I get that, and I hear what you're saying about, at this point in my life, why should I be too concerned about it? Okay.
You know, a good example, Doug, is what Donald Trump did. I don't know what event it was, but he made fun out of his bald spot on his head. People loved him for that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's called self-deprecating, right?
Yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah, it is. That's the word for
one,
it.
I think in your career, in your long career, you have to come to a point where you let people enjoy the fun in you. So I'm not concerned. You keep your fingers crossed for after tomorrow. The show is on the 28th. I sold out. There are about 1,000 people. And I'll let you know what happened.
So it's being taped to be put on television in Israel. Is that it?
No. This is a stage show. So we are going to see how people accept it. You know, the 1,000 people, if all of them laugh, that's great. And we already are booked to do another 4 shows in theaters, in very large theaters.
Well, so that's fun. Now I can get that. You know, one of the things that strikes me, though, as I am listening to you, over the years, the things that people have said about you to try to cut you down and how you've responded to it. I have people on the radio that every once in a while take a shot at me. We all do. I have people on the farm who are taking shots at me for me, the way I'm trying to save the farm. And you get to the point where you don't even really want to respond because it's such nonsense. And then people say, well, you got to say something, otherwise they'll, you know, people will believe them. I don't know that I think that's true. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, you know, yes, you know, Doug, you know, show me a celebrity, any celebrity, and I'll show you controversy. I'll show you people who make fun out of them, who libel them, who, I mean, come on, every celebrity has something, at least at some time in their lives, that somebody hit them with something negative and derogatory. And you're a radio man, you experience this every day, probably, every day. So it's great talking to you. I'll be after the show next week, and I'll tell you how everything went.
Yeah, good luck with it. Best of luck. Check out whatever he's doing, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. Best of luck with it, Uri. I'll be thinking about you as you're up on stage. Right now I'm thinking about how to get a good night's rest and how much I love my pillow. I sleep well. Everybody that I know sleeps well with it. If you don't have one, you're missing a valuable tool. It's made of 100% cotton, will adjust to your individual needs, machine washable, machine dryable, made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. My God, all of this stuff. And you can buy it at the right price. So many things at MyPillow at 50% off right now. And one of them is the 4-pack of 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. You can get them for 50%. That's you buy 4 and you're paying for 2. That's basically the bottom line. Act fast now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and save a lot of money.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
When was the last time you were actually able to use your timeshare? Were the dates you chose already taken? How about having to book your vacation 13 months in advance? I bet no one wants to hear that. Ah, and those unwanted increased maintenance fees. Ha ha ha, yep, there goes your timeshare investment. Oh, what a shady deal you've gotten yourself into. But what if I told you there is a way out of your timeshare contract? No kidding. It's time to take control of your life and regain your financial freedom with Resort Release. And all it takes is one simple call for a free consultation and a free quote. Call ResortRelease.com at 888-308-5955. That's 888-308-5955. And they also have a 100% money-back guarantee. So you really have nothing to lose. Make that call today. Resort Release, 888-308-5955. Or visit their website, ResortRelease.com. ResortRelease.com.
All right, now 44 minutes after the hour, time for our weekly visit with Mary O'Malley, an award-winning hypnotherapist, psychic medium. She specializes in helping you get through life's transits, its problems, the everyday, the stuff that happens every week, every month. Maybe it's a one-time deal. Mary's website is Psychic Scout, psychicscout.com. She will offer you a $25 discount booking through her website. Just mention me or the Good Day program or Your Hidden Power. So, Mary, I want you, if you would please, to take us down the road to divine guidance, how to have people, when they come to you, they're looking for divine guidance, but they want you to be the person connecting with the divine, when in fact you can all, we can all open ourselves to divine guidance. So I think that there's a lot of people are always looking for help. They're looking for a counsel, if you will. They get it in various mm-hmm. ways. This is a mysterious universe we live in. And so we have dreams, we have aspirations, we have hope. And then we sometimes give up before we should give up. So what do you do when, you know, people come to you with that message? Can you teach me to be as open as you are?
I can. And most of the time, people just are not recognizing the information they're receiving. They don't know the difference between their divine guidance and a voice in their head. mm-hmm. So I work with people to differentiate how they know one voice from another. And most of the time, it's how you receive it, where you feel it in your body. I know when I'm getting divine guidance, it's like every cell in my body is reacting to it. So a lot of times when they come to see me and I give them the message that I'm receiving, they already know that's the message. They're already aware of that, and they just need confirmation. But we all receive it a little differently. I tell people to, as an exercise, to write down 5 questions, and as they receive the answers, it's not so much the answers that are important, it's how they receive the answers, so they can start finding all the different ways that divine guidance will try to communicate with them.
So, under the circumstances, let's be a little more specific here in thinking about how one speaks to... I think I've even asked you this question myself, the hearing, I have thoughts all the time, and I wonder whether they're really what I want that person to say to me, or whether that person is really, you know what I'm saying, because there are a lot of times, whether it's wishful thinking, and then something will come to me and it isn't true or it isn't what I want, but yet it's bad. And so how do I differentiate from the message? I mean, it happened to me over the weekend, frankly. I'm thinking something that I don't want to have happen, and it's in my mind, and it is juxtaposed to something that's coming to me that I know it feels like it's coming from somebody else, and it's a direct communication, but then how do I trust it? That's really the question here. How do you know what messages to trust?
Wow. That's a little different. It's a little different for everybody. It's, once again, getting to know how your voice, your divine guidance speaks to you, how you know the difference. It is hard, especially if we're emotionally involved in the issue, to separate the divine guidance from what we want. And a lot of times what we want will override that. So spending time just getting quiet with yourself and emotionally stepping away from the issue to review the information that you've received. And that's why psychics are good. That's a good time to call me and say, Mary, which one of these is real? So and even psychics call other psychics because we know that sometimes the emotions just kind of overwhelm all the other voices.
Well, I don't want to be calling you every day, but it happens to me almost every day when I think of something. Okay, is this real or not? Is it real or Memorex?
So a good way is to start keeping notes or a little journal about it. So then you'll see a pattern.
All right. Open yourself to divine guidance. Check in with Mary O'Malley at PsychicScout.com. It's a fabulous way for you to get answers to a lot of questions. Very entertaining, too. It's kind of fun to learn more about yourself. Mary, thank you. It's 10 minutes for the hour. You're listening to the weekly overview of what's going on inside your head, your hidden power.
Here. Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 53 after the hour here on Your Hidden Power, time for us to have a visit with our friend Maria Francesca Trilogy, who's available at smbworks at earthlink.net. You want a great astrological profile of yourself and advice from a great coach, that's the place to go, smbworks at earthlink.net. Okay, so Mars is a planet that defines energy. And as we are going through our series of planets and their influence on us, let's talk about how Mars, are we getting ready for another, we're not getting ready for another Mars in retrograde, or Mercury retrograde.
No, not yet.
So Mars is, what is it, Mars and Venus? Mars is men and Venus is women, right?
Well, that's what they say, that because Venus is the planet that defines our love nature, then Mars functions as our personal initiative, our drive, what gets us motivated, and our energy. So it determines our motivational style depending on the sign that it is in our, in our birth chart, and then how the natural flow of energy works in our life. So it also shares with us wherever Mars appears in our birth chart is where that energy is more easily accessible. So if we really know that, when we learn more about how our energy levels work, what motivates us through our Mars sign, then it leads to kind of an independence, as far as I'm concerned, and more renewed physical energy because I'm not pushing against the river, they say, because my energy levels are not cooperating. So I've got to know, is my Mars an earth sign? Because then I'm more practical. Is it in an air sign? Because then how I think about...
How do we know that? How do we know?
By looking at our birth chart based on our birthday.
Okay, so, I get that. But the average person isn't going to do that, isn't going to have access even maybe to a lot of the information. You
well,
and I are unusual.
Today,
you certainly
yes.
Are.
Yes. And so, there is no way to know that unless you go to an astrologer or you find a way. And now there's so many sites where you can access at least a part of who you are, meaning that you won't get your rising sign and more of the detailed information that an astrologer is going to be able to explain to you. Mm-hmm. But you certainly can find out, is my Mars in a fire sign? If Mars is fire. So if my Mars appears on the day I was born in a fire sign, I'm going to be pretty motivated easily.
So it stays with you all of your life?
All of your life.
It is, all of your life.
So, all of your life. And that's why it's so important to know. And when they put the combo together, Venus and Mars. Mars is, represents how we go after the things we care about or love. So if it's a cause, if it's a person, how we go accomplish whatever the goal is, we use an energy to do that, right? I mean, energy is the basis of who we are. So finding out how our energy levels work, it's just so, to me, it's very exciting to know that there is a specific way to energize my life by understanding where that is.
Yeah, but understanding it is where the key comes in. Even somebody who follows this stuff a lot.
I thought we could do that next week. We could stay with Mars and go through the different signs and have a better understanding of how the energies or how energy gets used.
So you go through all the birth signs, then you would go through all of the moon signs, and you go through all of the rising signs. Good heavens, you could make a career out of this. But it's
I have made a career out of this.
Wow, some people ought to go to you to find out what's going on a daily or a weekly or monthly basis. Check in with Maria at smbworks@earthlink.net. It's a fascinating world, but you can prepare yourself for it so much better by using these techniques. 59 after.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.